Hello everyone and welcome to this JIG Working Group call today, the 23rd of November. On the call we have Jan Zhang, Rafiq Damak and Edmund Chang. From staff we have Bart Boswinkel and Christina Nordstrom. And apologies we have from Avery Doria, Fad Bataina and Sarmat Hussain.
Okay, thank you. Seems like we don't really have a lot of people on the call. I think in terms of last time we met, we said we were going to try to wrap up some of the discussion on the draft final report from the JIG on single character IDNTLDs. And for the issue of variant IDNTLDs, we would try to get that discussion in Cartagena. And on, sorry, I'm sort of losing my voice. Sorry. And so on that, I guess thank you, Bart, for sending out the invitation to Tina and Kurt. I understand that Tina will be joining our session in Cartagena. I think that will be very very useful and very important for us to synchronize some of the ongoing discussions about variant IDNTLDs. I think we look forward to proceeding with that. On that, I just want to get a sense, Bart, if you could... I guess I'll do that too, but to sort of bring... Tina's attention to the document that we have tried to put together and some of the issues so that we could bring her up to speed before the discussion in Cartagena. That probably would be most useful. And also, the staff report and work plan, if we could have any kind of indication or any kind of summary of where that is, it probably will help this group consider, what to talk about going forward as well. Any update on that?
No, I don't say regarding the document, work from the working group until now. I've sent it to Tina. Already and Kurt some time ago, as a first step to avoid overlap, or and so they have a copy, but I'll forward it again to Tina and ask Kurt and Tina to provide at least, probably it will be done at the meeting itself, but if possible, before we meet in Cartagena, provide an update where they are with the issues paper, which they were asked to produce for the board.
Right. I guess that would be really useful because I guess everyone's intent is to try to minimize the overlap, especially should things branch out and create contradicting or conflicting results.
Yeah, that's very clear. So I think from, as you've noted from Tina's email, she's more or less, very much on the same page on this. There will be ample possibilities to interfere and, avoiding overlap or doing two things at the same time, at the same time, two groups working, or three groups, in fact, working on the same topic is a bit overkill.
Right, exactly. And I'm very aware of the IDN CCPDP. I actually take this opportunity to apologize. I keep the timing, I keep missing the meetings, but I am on that list.
Yeah. But for your information and for the information of the JIG, let me give you a brief update where we are with the PDP. if you don't mind.
I think that would be great.
Say, with regard to, say, variant management, the PDP hasn't started any discussion on that topic yet. They're focusing on the criteria and requirements for the selection of IDN ccTLDs. So that's revisiting part of the IDNC working group recommendations in the IDN fast track process itself. And what they've done, they've made a, or they distinguish between criteria and requirements on the one hand and process and procedures on the other hand, because if you look at the current implementation plan and at the IDNC working group, it is all a bit lumped together. The criteria are embedded in the process and procedures, which makes it very confusing. It reads easily, but in order to understand what are the criteria for IDNC ctLD strings, it's a bit difficult. So the working group is now has more or less reached a consensus position on some of the major criteria, and it will publish a progress report on where they are, hopefully by the end of this week, and that will focus mainly on the criteria, and some still need further discussion with the community, especially with the GAC. That's about where the working group is.
Great. Thank you for the update. So I guess that's where we are in terms of some interaction with the CCPDP and also on the issue of IDN TLD variants. So I think we would like to spend most of the time this meeting going through the draft 2 of the final report. I think the original target was to try to get this sent published before Cartagena. I think it seems to me that it could still be done. I've had in the last meeting, I think the main issue was on the whether our recommendation would distinguish between alphabetic versus non-alphabetic single character IDN TLDs. Since then, I've had a number of discussions, and also incorporated some of the changes into the latest draft. Again, I apologize for sending it out relatively late, but it should incorporate the discussion we had last time. So I think probably the best thing is to walk through it. I understand that we don't have a lot of people on the call today, so I think in terms of process, I'd like to walk through this, especially with those who are on the call today, and then put this out sort of for last call for the remainder of the week, and and try to wrap up any further comments on which Samad, who has been having the most comments on the issue of alphabetic versus non-alphabetic script IDN single character IDN TLDs, has indicated that he would respond shortly on the list. He wasn't able to join the call today, so that's sort of the plan right now. Any questions or thoughts about that?
Maybe a question.
Hi, Ed. Jen. Hello? Hi, Adam.
Jen, please, go ahead.
Yeah. Actually, I got a quick question. Do we still have enough time to put our, output from, our meeting or, our final report into the GTLD guidebook final version?
Well, I think that's a question that is relevant and irrelevant at the same time. It's relevant that, you know, of course, we would like for it to be, but I think when we started the work, we have said that, you know, we would not hinder the new GTLD process. Right now, looking at, you know, the original proposed schedule, I would say it might be a little bit tight, but I think with most of the things that we can expect, I hate to say delay, but a bit more deliberation and input into the process, which would bring the end date a little bit further forward, further. So I don't know. I'm not sure. Since Olaf is not on the call, I don't know whether Bart or anyone can enlighten on this, but I think right now it is possible, but I don't think that needs to be necessarily be the target of the group.
I don't know, Olaf, Edmund, this is Bart. Olaf is not on the call. I don't know if it's possible, but I could imagine, or what I could envision is that either you or Chuck would contact the responsible staff, in this case probably Kurt, and send us and ask if you can send us forming, given that this is ongoing work.
Right. Yeah, I'll definitely do that. In fact, I have alerted Chuck on this and kept him up to date. But note that the GNSO chair is also scheduled to be changed by the end of Cartagena.
Yeah, maybe you as chair and together with Jan as the two co-chairs inform Kurt or the staff people responsible that this is upcoming, we have to go through the process, and you want to send a strawman.
Right. Jane, I think this is a good question. I think, and I agree with Bart, that we should start the process, even though we don't know whether it will make it, but I think we should start the process in giving some heads up to staff and to GNSO about the final report.
Okay. Thanks, Bart. Thank you for your suggestion. I think... Yeah.
Okay. With that, Bart, you had a... Did you want to speak? Because Jane, you started speaking, and then Jane asked...
I have some... They may be with regard to the process itself of publication as well. If the working group agrees on a text by I would say end of this week, I could try to have a public announcement by Monday. I think that's still feasible, Monday or Tuesday. And the real question is, what would be the end date for the public consultation? I think we discussed it at the time, but
That's a good question. That would be the 29th, and if we go with a 30-day period, which would be 21 days plus, you know, a number of days for the ICANN meetings, that would take us to the end of the year, and I'd like to suggest. The 29th, actually, because that gives us the whole week at ICANN and then an extra week afterwards for any consideration. And then, you know, it prepares us in a possible scenario to put something forward to the councils, the respective councils in their January meeting.
Probably you will get, so I don't mind, but you probably will get some pushback because, say, the meeting itself closes
On the 10th.
The 10th, yeah. But then you have 1 week and then maybe 2 weeks and then it's Christmas.
I understand. I'd like to, I think let's try to do it like last time where we include the chairs of both CCNSO and GNSO in considering the date. But if we can, but again, it depends on the remainder of the week. If we have substantial issues, then we might not even make it. So, but if we are okay, then I think we would like to get the two chairs involved and to see what date might be an appropriate date.
Maybe rephrase the question. When is the next, or when is the GNSO Council scheduled to meet in January?
That's a good question. I think last time we asked that question as well.
Yeah. That's another way of approaching it. So then you can do some backtracking.
I guess
we're going to meet.
Sorry?
When CCNSO are going to meet?
It hasn't been scheduled yet, but I doubt it will be before. It will be something around either the 18th or the 25th of January.
Okay.
That's my guess.
It's the 6th of January, so it might be pretty tight anyway.
Yeah. So why not aim for the, say, and you have, the GNSO has its meetings every 3 weeks, doesn't it?
Correct.
So if it's the 6th, then it will be, the next one will be the 27th.
And, correct.
And I think if you would aim for the 27th, that will, and inform the chairs that you want to do it on the 27th, that would not put too much pressure on it and inform the new GTLD staff by the 27th it will be adopted or not, possibly. And not, it's
sure.
Almost, so then you have a fix, then you have a real date, a hard date, without really putting a lot of pressure on people.
No, I think that makes sense. I'd like to... but even with that, I'd like to sort of put a date for the comment period. My gut feeling says if we put a date within 2010, it gets more people interested to talk about it and come up with the comments in Cartagena. But you know. That's why I'd still like to suggest the 29th, but I'm happy to move it a little bit so that you know people feel more comfortable. But just because of the 2010-2011 thing,
yeah.
You know, just because if we catch people's attention that this within this year, then I'm sure people would be more willing to discuss about it and provide the comments. Shortly versus if it's 2011, then they would wait after Christmas, and then, you know, basically it's
between.
that's my sort of worry. But I'm happy both ways.
Oh, but from another point of view, say if it also if you have you close off the comment period by the 29th, it will take a couple of say. As of the 29th until, say, the next week, so the 5th or 6th, nothing will happen from our end either. So then you need 1 or 2 weeks to do the analysis, discuss it with the working group before you can send a final report, if any, to the council. So 29th, I think, is a good date, and then you still need to aim for the 27th.
Right, that's sort of what I have in mind. So
yeah, okay.
Okay. So I'd like to propose the 29th, and then if both chairs are, you know, really uncomfortable with it, we'll make
and
adjustments.
You can always waive the date as chair.
Right. Yeah. Right, exactly.
As we did with the previous version, as you did with the previous version.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's clear.
So with that, I'd like to jump to the document itself. I summarized some of the changes that were made, but I guess I'll sort of walk through it and see if anybody has any thoughts and comments on it. To start with, we talked about having a session to outline and to clarify what this sort of draft final report is for. And also the process forward, which is to get the public comments and try to finalize it. We've also added a part where it says, you know, if the comments turn out to be quite substantial, then we might not have a final report. We might need to have another draft final report to solicit further input. But if it seems okay, then the process forward would be to present it to the respective councils, and then thereupon, actually, it would be up to the respective councils to make the decision on how and what to act on the report.
Edmund, I have one question regarding the first paragraph.
Yeah.
That's to propose policy recommendations. I would leave out the word policy in this case. It's say from, if you would go for the, and I have some questions about the fast track as well, but if you would go for the fast track, the fast track is not a policy by definition.
Okay, that's right. You're right. I think it's probably better to leave out policy. Anyway, that's a good point.
I've deleted it. What I'll do is because I saw maybe add some stuff to make it as I did with the previous report as well, and send it to you and Jan by tomorrow morning my time.
That we write.
Yeah, I will do that. So I'll make some notes. You and
Thank you, Bart.
So otherwise, the sort of first section should be relatively straightforward, repeating some of the things that we said and just outlining the process forward. And then the introduction and background, most of it is copy and paste from the initial report, except for just a update on the new GTLD applicant guidebook from the previous version to the current version. Do we think there's any other additional thing we need to add to this background session?
I would say that one more, I don't know, I couldn't read that so quickly, but have you included a reference maybe in this section to the issue report and the public comments, etc.? Just document where it can be found, etc. So that's more as a procedural update.
It's actually included in the next section where it just, you know, repeats part of the initial report and then has pointers to the to the public comment.
Yeah. Okay. Leave it out.
Okay. So essentially that's section 2 and 3. Section 2 is just reiterating the policy aspects that were identified in the initial report, and with the discussions included in Appendix A, because I think that the flow is a little bit better that way, because that's a bunch of discussion, which led to the public comments, which are more important for this report. So I sort of have the list of the policy aspects, and then followed by the summary and responses to the public comments. So in section three, started with the just a pointer to the staff summary report, and then on each issue a response to the set of comments.
I would include the initial pointer to the initial report itself as well. But I'll check on that one.
Oh, that's right. That's a good point. I should include it, I think, in section two.
Yeah.
I think it's the.
Or in section one.
Or in.
But let me check. But it should be included.
Yeah, I think two or one. At the end of one, or you know, at the beginning of two.
Yeah.
Either way, it should be fine. So that's a good point. Okay. I guess a number of substance, couple of issues of substance, would be the going through each issue for the summary response. I sort of excerpted from the staff summary report and public comments of the six issues, and then provided some response from the working group. So issue one, there were part of the main takeaway from the public comments was that string confusion between IDN and ASCII string and within specific scripts should be further considered. So that's where that's sort of the genesis of the discussion of trying to take a look at the IDN the scripts in terms of alphabetic versus non-alphabetic. We had a pretty long discussion last time. And also, I guess we'll have further comment from Samad as well. But in general, it seems like what we want to do is to generally allow single character IDN TLDs, but to pay special attention to alphabetic scripts, especially on technical confusability, such as with relevance to keyboard layouts. So beyond visual confusabilities, to also take into consideration when considering confusability, keyboard layouts of certain scripts and sort of typo errors. Any thoughts on that? This is pretty much trying to incorporate the discussion from last time. So,
and you're waiting for the note from?
From Samad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he will provide a more in-depth review. He's traveling today and not able to join the call.
So if I send it out.
So yeah, in the next couple of days, he said he will send in the next day. So, but we've been in contact, and I'm hoping that this would work.
Yeah.
So issue number two, it's mainly it's the issue was I think on the economics and. Even in the staff report, we've made the comment that they should look into the JAS working group, so I didn't think there were any further comment or response was required. So on issue three.
Which working group?
The JAS, which Rafiq, you should be familiar with. That's the because issue two. The comment was that ICANN should support should have financial support for should use some of the income from their auctions or whatever to support new GTLD applicants, especially for some IDN new GTLD applicants, and that comment didn't seem to be relevant specifically to single character IDN TLDs. So our response was sort of that this comment should go to the JAS, the Joint SOAC Working Group on New GTLD Applicant Support. And with that, we had no further comment.
I see. So comment for JAS on that matter. I think that as you was in the last Genesecon call, we also added a motion about funding IDN applications, maybe into the GIG, but I'm not sure how. But we talked about IDN, but it's more for in the service community. But they want to apply for many training and different scripts. So
right. Now, I think maybe what we should actually do is to, for the JIG, I guess myself and Jane will send a note to you, actually, to the JAS, and saying that we received this comment from the our comment period, which might be relevant to your discussion. That should sort of close the loop.
Okay, so I will wait for your email and I will forward it to the JAS working group.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cool. the issue three, on issue three, go ahead.
Regarding issue two, you want to include this, that the chairs of the JIG inform the JAS?
That's a good idea. Yeah, we should probably add a sentence there to just say that we pass this on formally to the JAS. Would you add it, or?
As I said, I'm taking notes right now.
That would be great. Okay. Cool. Okay. So on issue three, so most of the comments received are really about sort of a geographic names, and again, it's the response is to emphasize on the restrictions and qualifications for geographic names, similarity and confusability, and those kind of things. I think as we mentioned last time, it's really mostly these are issues that are covered in other areas already of the new GTLD process, but also on the IDNCC TLD fast track, and I'm sure it will be covered in the IDNCC PDP as well in terms of confusability. So that's not specific to the single character issue. So that was that was the response to the public comments on issue 3. So issue 4 was that there was comments on whether more errors would be made in typing one character when the response is, as I mentioned last time, we spent a bit of time talking about this as well. There is raised an issue about, because it's a single stroke, certain, especially alphabetic scripts, which it's one particular keystroke, then keyboard layouts may play a part in terms of confusability. That mainly pertains when there are more than one single character IDN TLD application, perhaps in the first round or in subsequent rounds. So when considering the confusability, there should be suggestion for, especially for alphabetic scripts, to take into consideration keyboard layouts, which is sort of like a technical confusability in any evaluation of or assessment of confusability. That was the response on issue 4. Okay. On issue 5, it's essentially similar to issue 3. It's talking about the distinction between IDN CCTLDs and IDN GTLDs, but mainly about geographic names. It's covered in issue 3 in that we think that this is an issue that is addressed in other areas already, but we would emphasize it. The JIG should emphasize it in our recommendations that special attention should also be made in this this type of issue and not be left out for single character IDN TLDs. And that was issue 5. Okay. In terms of issue 6, that's the acceptability of IDN TLDs. In this case, single character IDN TLDs. The response is really just to take note of the comment, and we do understand that this is one of the issues that we have identified as an issue of common interest. We haven't gotten to it yet, and we will we will address the issue after the work on single character IDNs and IDN TLD variants. that's the end of section 3, which is essentially just a summary of the responses and what we discussed as we talked about the comments received in the initial report, from the initial report. Okay, so section 4 is about the recommendations on single character IDN TLDs. So last time we had, I just want to highlight a few main changes. Last time, I again apologize, I didn't include the CCTLD portion. I've added the CCTLD part into this. I don't think we need two sets of recommendations because I think they would be fairly similar. So I added a particular point focused on IDN CCTLDs. And then made some adjustments to the issue of alphabetic and non-alphabetic. And also, I think the discussion last time was that there was a pointer to say, just to reemphasize that other restrictions, requirements for two or more character IDNTLDs would equally apply. And that instead of being a bulleted recommendation, I've moved that into just a general discussion so that it's, you know, we make that statement, but it's not sort of part of the set of recommendations. And in terms of the set of recommendations, there are 4 points. The first point is newly added, which contains IDNC. So we've added a recommendation that says single character IDN ccTLD should be acceptable for IDN ccTLD fast track and the IDN ccPDP with the considerations based on this particular report.
So that's number 5, because that's still called the new GTLD applicant guidebook.
That's number. Oops. Okay, sorry. Number 5 is that's obviously a cut and paste error.
Yeah.
Right. So that's
fine. Edmund, can I ask you a question about number 4?
Sure.
Is first of all, say the first sentence, the JIC makes, I would say, the following recommendations. Regarding, not policy implementation recommendation, just recommendation.
That's fine. Yep, I agree.
And for both, IDN TLDs, for both IDN CCTLDs, then single character should be acceptable as IDN CCTLDs and IDN GTLDs. The reason is, I don't know if it's wise at this stage to go for the fast track. It's very clear that it's a very valuable recommendation for the IDN PDP. Whether you want to go for the fast track is something else. But maybe that's, so by leaving it a bit vague, it's probably up to the CCNSO Council, or maybe even add it to the language, if it's up to the CCNSO Council whether they want to advise this for the fast track, yes or no. And then you can go on and suggest it added, because these requirements play a role both in the IDN PDP and in the fast track, say, in case it's implemented in the fast track. These are the suggested changes.
Okay. I'm okay with that. And so what you're suggesting is really sort of to combine A and B and to make it more generic and just say basically IDN CCTLDs and IDN GTLDs.
Yes, and then it's say for the and say with and you can add say that's A, and then you add a note, say, for the CCNSO Council, blah, 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 and for the GNSO Council, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that works well. In fact, I agree with what you're saying, and I think it's better that, you know, in terms of fast track or the PDP, it would be up to the CCNSO to make the final decision.
And it's with regard to the GNSO Council, the new GTLD process, it's similar. So, and then,
right.
and then you would add something like, okay, if you do it, these are the suggested changes.
Right. Okay. So, that's a good idea. That would make it easier for the two councils to make to make recommendations that might be a meaningful variant of what exactly is here, but still be able to use this body of discussion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. That was all I had for Rick regarding four. He's, so number five will change, and so that's for the CCNSO.
Yep, so number five is supposed to be the CCNSO, and well, the CCTLD fast track. This is
fast
there
track.
Is already a document there.
Yeah,
and some suggested edits. They're really just I'll go forward to that. There are three suggested edits. One, the first one is basically just changing the minimum length from 2 characters, 1.
Yeah.
I don't know why I haven't changed anything there. It's supposed to be. It's supposed to say the string must be a minimum of 1 character long. And it still says 2 there. I apologize,
yeah.
but it should say 1. And the second part is to add an additional bullet to say that IDN CCTLD strings, like single characters especially, really shouldn't be confusable with 2-character ASCII strings, which is consistent with the recommendations in general. And then to add one more portion to the technical evaluation, which is what's called the DNS stability technical panel, such that for single character IDN strings, that they not be visually similar to 1-character label in ASCII or 2-character ASCII labels. And also add in the consideration for confusability in keyboard layouts because it's a single keystroke.
Okay.
That is essentially section 5. And then section 6 is the suggested to the new GTLD applicant guidebook. I actually note that there are quite significant changes to the IDN portions in the proposed final applicant guidebook. So the text reflects that change. But essentially, we have let me see, 4 or 5. Five suggested edits. The first one, again, it's really just adding single character on top of 2-character. So apply for single character and 2-character IDN GTLD strings. And basically both requirements would really be for it to be checked against single character GTLD strings and 2-character ASCII strings. And then the second one, in fact, both the second one and both the second one and third one are in the same section. The second one pertains the existing description about handling of 2-character IDN strings. The only change is to for it to say that because for it to change in a way that it doesn't it's not 1-character in any script but focused on ASCII script because that would then opens it up back to number 3, which we add back in the single character IDN, you know, these strings, and that sort of it wouldn't make sense if it was the other way around, because if a 2-character IDN TLD string happens to be sort of similar to a one-character IDN CLD string, which is in the same round, they would be, they should be identified as a contention set, and rather than eliminating the two-character one and allowing the single-character one, and that's the reason for the edit, the main reason for the edit for number two. And number three would be to simply just add back the section so that there would be a review specifically for single-character IDN TLD strings, such that it would not be visually similar to one-character label as well as two-character ASCII labels. And then also to add in the recommendation from this group, which is to take into consideration confusability brought about by, especially by alphabetic scripts, because of the keyboard layouts and the single keystroke. And then number four and number five are just basically symbol edits to a couple of sections in module two. So instead of two characters as the limit, say one character, single character, actually one or more visually distinct character could be allowed. And the fifth point is similar to the second point, in which instead of where two-character IDN TLDs must not be visually similar to any one character in any script, it's changed to it shouldn't be visually similar to any one character ASCII label. That is, again, the same rationale as I mentioned in number three above. And then most of we crossed out a very lengthy discussion, which was in the earlier version of the applicant guidebook, but it's no longer there, which I think makes a lot of sense anyway, because those would be notes essentially to the evaluation panel. I think a similar rationale now anyway would be passed on to the evaluation panel. And for two-character IDN TLDs as well as single-character IDN TLDs. So I think again, just following the latest version of the applicant guidebook, we've taken away that part. That's section six.
Edmund, one question.
Yeah,
it's more a question. Say, this is the final sentence. Is the above our only suggestion to assist in the implementation of the policy recommendations? I think in this case you want to leave in policy recommendations, don't you? Given this is coming.
Yeah,
from
I think it's fine in this particular case. Seems to
that's why I asked. Just to make sure.
Okay.
Because it's GNSO. Yeah.
Okay. I sort of have the same structure for section five.
Yeah.
And that maybe we can take away policy on that one. If you
wish. That one, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then Appendix A is essentially a repeat of the initial report. Nothing was changed. It was the bulk of the discussion about the various policy aspects. So that was the completes the whole draft final report. Any thoughts, comments?
No, just say to recap the actions, I think So we got the date set, or tentatively the final date, for the 29th of December. I'll include something like that in the introduction, that blah-de-blah for public comment. I'll make some adjustments to the introduction and or to the as we discussed. I've got the notes, and I will send it. I'll redraft it tomorrow morning. I still have to do another one first.
Mm-hmm.
Send it to you and Jan, and we await for the comments from Hussein on the bits on the he discussed.
Right, the alphabetic, non-alphabetic one.
Yeah. And then you can include it and say, maybe we should aim at Monday or Tuesday for public comment, so that means by Friday or Saturday is the ultimate day. Tomorrow is Wednesday, so we need to send it out no later than tomorrow evening to the whole working group.
Yeah, I think that would work well, and do a final call and aim for Monday or Tuesday to have it
published. Yeah.
Published.
Yeah, and announced properly. Okay.
Sounds great. And we're at the top of the hour.
Yeah. You've done well then. Thank you. Bye bye.
Any thoughts, Jane? Did you have any comments or before we close?
No, actually not. I'm fine. I think Bart has already said bye-bye. We should end now.
I'm still here. I was a bit in a rush. I want to have coffee.
That's great. So thank you, everybody, for joining.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.